96 Kicks on the line, one of my favorite Arthurs, Vanessa Davis-Griggs. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes, it is. It's always a beautiful day when you wake up, you know?
Especially when we know it's the day that the Lord has made.
There you go. Hey, it is so good to have you back on.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm excited.
Now, you know you're a busy lady. Look, where do we begin? Should we start with Destiny's Unlimited or the other side of the van? You pick. Which one do you want to kick it off with?
Hey, that's like going from A to Z.
I know.
Well, you know, and I'm excited about all of them because what's so funny is even though sometimes we look at things and we say, okay, they're old or, you know, how you think that they go away.
Uh-huh.
But you have so many new people that find out about you. And then when they find out about you, they go back to the beginning.
Right.
So what's old to some is new to others.
That's
so,
right.
You know, so, and if you write something that you know will stick around, which is what you hope as an author, that whatever you do is something that will continue to resonate in life and it'll be something that will stand the test of time.
Exactly.
It's like what they say about creating a castle in concrete,
uh-huh,
as opposed to one in sand, so that when the water comes or the waves come, it won't end up knocking it down. It just kind of refreshes it.
That's right. Now, like I said, you've been busy and you've got so many series. Let's talk about The Other Side of Divine.
Okay.
Give us a little synopsis. Don't give too much away, though.
Oh, you know, I won't.
I That's know.
Right. I tell people a lot of times whenever they write things on the back of the book,
yes,
to tell you what it's about, I always like to look at it and say, don't put too much because you work so hard.
Exactly.
To try to make the reading experience an experience. And if people tell you, then they think, well, why should I read it if
exactly
I already know the answer?
Exactly.
Yeah, so The Other Side of Divine is really part of a series.
Uh-huh.
But I tell people whenever I write my books, I write them to where if you want to read it by itself, it's okay. Because I don't believe that you should make people have to read something in order to know what's going on. So just like I tell people in our lives, if you met me, you might meet me right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, you may not know anything about my past, but it's okay. We can still talk. Because we can talk from where I am right now. And if you want to know more about me, we can talk longer and you can find out more. And if you want to know where I'm going, you can read the next book.
Exactly.
Or what's coming next.
Exactly.
The Other Side of Divine is the story that came after The Other Side of Dare.
Uh-huh.
And this is part of the Blessed Trinity series. And some people who may have read some of the characters, I had a book called Goodness and Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And in Goodness and Mercy, there was a character named Gabrielle. And a lot of people love Gabrielle. I'm just really excited about her.
Uh-huh.
But you kind of found her story there, and you followed along and saw some things happening, and the truth is the light. And then after that came The Other Side of Goodness, and then The Other Side of Dare.
Right.
Well, The Other Side of Divine came after The Other Side of Dare, and so now you're really into some real deep things, and we're like pulling, hopefully trying to see what's going on with Gabrielle. But there are a whole lot of, as in our lives, trouble that comes to pop up for you, people who are trying to bring you down, people who are trying to hurt you, and you're thinking, I didn't do anything to you. So it's almost like, why are you coming for me? Well, I haven't even messed with you. In fact, all I've ever done was try to help you or try to be nice to you, but now you're trying to hurt me.
Exactly.
So you have that kind of thing that's happening in the book. Plus, there's a surprise guest. Well, I won't say guest, but someone who's showing up, and that's going to cause a lot of trouble and some, you know, things about you trying to decide, even as a reader, what's the best decision she should make. So I deal a lot of times, people probably would know, but I deal with things that we deal with in real life. I deal with, like, things like, what if I give my life to the Lord and I'm
uh-huh
trying to do right?
Right.
But then it seems like the money sometimes start acting funny. People are acting funny.
Yes.
You go to church, you think you're going there where people are supposed to be. We're there to praise God, and you find out people are there sometimes not for the right reason.
Exactly.
So you're finding all of this in my stories, but there's also another character that some people really love. There was a lady named Miss Crow.
Uh-huh.
You're going to see Miss Crow show up again, and she's like, I tell people, when I write books, I love older people.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that I love older people is because they have such wisdom.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes
That's true.
We discount them. We'll say, oh, you're old, get out the way. But a lot of these older people have, I call them seasoned. I don't even call them older.
Seasoned.
They're seasoned.
Yes.
Because, you know, they have been marinating in the salt or in the sugar
That's
or
right.
in the pepper, and they can bring flavor to whatever it is that you're doing in life.
You are so, so, so true. And this is book 9 of the
yes,
Blessed
is.
Trinity series.
Yes, it is. It is. And
That's like amazing, said, Vanessa. That's amazing.
and just think about the fact that it's actually my 16th novel.
Yes, it is.
So,
I know. You know. I know.
Not even counting just the whole idea. At one point, I had 2 novels that were coming out a year.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, that was an interesting thing to be doing because people think, well, you know, they'll say, and they would even tell me, you're still not writing fast enough. But the truth is that a lot of times your life kind of overlaps.
Yes.
Where you may have... coming up with the idea of what's the next book going to be, and I'm doing that part. I may be writing a book that I've already submitted the idea for.
Right.
At the same time, another book may come out, and I'm promoting that book. And then in the midst of that, there are times where you may have your edits to show up, so you have to stop because they only give you a certain amount of maybe a week.
Right,
they can't
right.
get this back to me quickly. So sometimes you're like working on one thing, stop this, do this, and then you're like going out of town. I still do speaking things, and you know, so you may have to say I have to go speak, or you know, doing things that really are just fun things in life.
Right, right. And I feel honored because I remember when I talked to you when the book 1 of Blessed Trinity came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Strongholds and If Memory Serves and Practice What You Preach. And now you're here on book 9 of the Blessed Trinity series.
Yes, and in between that, I had 3 standalone novels
uh-huh.
that came out. And what I did with those were kind of like based upon biblical stories, but I made them contemporary. And the thing about me is I hate to do what you would think is the most common thing to do. So you know how sometimes people say, well, this is easy. You could just say, you know, like I wrote a book called Redeeming Waters.
Mm-hmm.
And Redeeming Waters is like inspired by the story of David and Bathsheba.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the thing that you would think when you think of that story is, if you know the story, you're thinking, well, you know, David was over the army and they were supposed to be out fighting and he was on the rooftop and he was looking down. And so you think the easy thing would be to say, well, how do you make this fit in a contemporary world? Well, I do something that's kind of different than what you would think. I have my character's name is King David, and that's a small d, period, capital A-V-I-D.
Uh-huh.
And he is a gospel recording artist.
Okay.
And he ends up meeting a person named Brianna. So, you know, so you see the contemporary story, but I make it so real that even when you know what the story is supposed to be about, I can work my magic in such a way that when you're reading it, you're finding yourself thinking you forgot what you're supposed to be doing, and you're pulling for something that if I'm sticking to the story, it's not going to happen, but you're still thinking, oh, please, 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 let this person live, you know? And so, you know, so I had so much fun with that because I had my characters. I tell people sometimes my characters go places that I don't go,
uh-huh.
I haven't been. And so there's this place called Necker Island, and that's a place that Richard Branson,
uh-huh.
the guy who he owned Virgin Records at one point,
right.
and he owned the Virgin Airlines.
Right.
He has a island that's like really is a whole island, and a lot of people like Mariah Carey, they used to go there. It's a place that you go that you don't have to worry about people following you or trying to do things. So I had my characters to go to Necker Island.
That's nice.
Yes, it's so much fun because I get to, like, do all this research and, you know, and I got to see all of the little huts and things
uh-huh.
that they had there for the people. But what's amazing about it was I wrote the story, had my characters to go there, so you as the reader get to go and you get to experience and do what they're doing there. About a year after I wrote the book, the cabins and things on the island, there was a fire. And it burnt down all of it the way it was.
Oh, wow.
So what's wonderful is the fact that I actually captured it in my book with what it was like before now they've had to rebuild.
Oh, wow. That's interesting, Vanessa. Very interesting. Now, are you working on book 10?
I'm not. What,
okay.
What I really did was with this, and people keep telling me, they said, we still want more. But I really did end the
okay.
Trinity series.
So that's it. Book 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I do, though, is I do try to, I tell people that sometimes people will write a book just to kind of keep things or write a story to keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I don't have more to go there, but at some point you think, well, I'm sure people are tired of this. But what I do is I don't like to just rehash the same storyline, so I never really do that.
Right.
I don't just, you know, if my characters are in there, they have to have something interesting enough to keep my attention. You know, that's the first thing. So I'm not just doing something to be doing it. But what I love is that I've always brought in new characters with new storylines that they bring in. And you may see some of your other characters
right.
that you know. They may make cameo or they
uh-huh.
may come in to kind of let you know what's going on with them. But unless they have something that's just really blow me away kind of a story, I don't want to just write something to say, well, let me just bring this in to tell you what happened after this.
Right.
Now, if
right.
my characters come along and they mess with me and they say, hey, Vanessa, let me tell you what's really going on that you don't know. And then, you know, I
right.
would say, okay, let's revive it back.
Oh.
But for now, what I did was I do try to at least make you satisfied enough to say, I know it came to an end, and even though you love them, short of killing all of the characters.
Uh-huh. Short of killing, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so like I said, so that's the thing. It's like, you know, there's some other things that I want to maybe kind of work or do.
And okay.
The hard thing is that when people do fall in love with a series, they do hate when you try to do something maybe outside of it, although there are people who say, I get tired of series, and they feel like, well, if I haven't read it from the beginning, then I can't just jump in there. And like I said, with my books, if there was a book that you saw and it called you,
right.
you could read
you
it.
You still read it, yes.
Fine.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, we're
yes.
anticipating all your new works, Vanessa. We want everybody to get all your works, if you can.
Oh, yes. And there's another book that I wrote called Ray of Hope.
Oh, yeah. That's the standalones.
That,
it's The Ray of Hope,
yes.
Redeeming Waters, and Forever Soul Ties.
Soul
Those
Ties.
Are your standalone novels.
Yes. And then I have some previous novels. They're out. They originally were put out by BET.
Uh-huh.
Promises Beyond Jordan and Wings
right,
of Grace.
Right.
And when those went out of print, they are available now as e-books, so people can go to those. And those have some of the characters. That's what I would call the prequel.
Prequel,
the
yes.
The Trinity.
Yes.
Yeah, they were prequels. So you had, there's a pastor named George Landris, and of course a lot of people love George Landris, not even just because he's just such a wonderful husband, father, pastor, but, you know, it's just that when you're looking at the whole story and seeing him as a pastor and being able to bring you the word, and that was the thing with all of my books. They all start with a scripture on the heading.
Uh-huh, they do.
For the chapter heading.
Yes.
And then you'll also have probably one sermon in each book, and the sermons are not boring. The funny thing about it is when you're reading the sermons, you'll find yourself probably thinking you're in church talking back to the preacher, and you find yourself hollering at it, you know, well, go ahead, preacher.
Right, right.
And so, you know, so like I said, but the names of my books are Destiny Unlimited,
uh-huh.
and then there's a book called The Rose of Jericho.
Okay.
And after that, you have Promises Beyond Jordan, Wings of Grace, and then you have the Blessed Trinity series, which is Blessed Trinity, Stronghold,
uh-huh.
If Memory Serves, Practicing What You Preach,
right.
Goodness and Mercy, The Truth is the Light, The Other Side of Goodness, The Other Side of Dare, The Other Side of Divine. And the three standalone novels are Ray of Hope, Redeeming Waters, and Forever Soul Ties.
All right. Get them all. Vanessa, it's always such a pleasure talking with you. We can reach out to you on your Facebook, your website.
Yes, and my website is, my name is VanessaDavisGriggs.com, VanessaDavisGriggs.com.
All right. Vanessa, thank you as always.
Thank you. I enjoy you so much.
Oh,
much
you
love.
Too.
And I know we're going to have a fantastic year.
Yes.
This year, and I want to say to everybody out there, forget about the past, whatever happened last year, whatever's happened in the past, move forward, get that goal that you want to do, go for it, believe in yourself, believe that there is better coming, and believe that there is greater coming.
I can't say anything after that, Vanessa. Thank you.
Okay, you have a good one.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.